Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That's Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Lee Branham, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Re-Engage, How America's Best Places to Work Inspire Extra Effort in Extraordinary Times. Also, 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. You're starting to get the picture. He's a pro at HR, at human resources, which he doesn't even like the term, and yet he's good at it, right, Lee?
Yeah, I think HR is every manager's responsibility. And,
right.
If we put it all on HR, then that's sending an unfortunate message that it's not my job to take care of my people.
So, yeah. So far, Lee, you and I haven't had any kind of arguments. I don't like that. I think we need to discuss, need to have a little debate here. So I'm gonna throw down the gauntlet here.
And
folks, we're talking about the generations. We've been discussing the difference in the generations. Lee's got some research on this topic, and he's brought us some great insights into this in the last couple of segments. Lee, I've had people coming on my show who are generational experts. You know, they're Gen X experts or Gen Y experts. And they've said, you know, in the early days, they would say, now, you know, these people are different, and you're just, as a manager, you're just going to have to modify your behavior. You're going to have to change how you manage people, and you're going to have to make adjustments so that you can get these people incorporated and integrated into your business. And I listened to that for a while, and then after a while, I said, whoa, 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 time out. This is my business. I started it. I'm making the payroll. I know where I want my company to go. I know what I want the culture of my company to be. And until they can show me a better way, not just that they're different, but a better way, that's the way it is around here. And so, no, they're going to have to modify to me first because they're standing on my shoulders. They're taking my payroll. So don't give me this business about I have to modify to them. Okay, now what do you think?
Well, I think there's a truth between the two viewpoints, and the truth is that Xers millennials have a whole lot to learn about how to be successful in business, and like every generation does. Mm-hmm. But there's such a gap between the way boomers and traditionalists grew up and the way they're growing up.
Yep.
They need to understand they have to accommodate because they don't have the power. You know, they're not there yet, and they have a lot to learn. So they need to get out of this expectation that everybody's going to adjust to them. I have a friend who does training with corporate, goes into corporations and actually on behalf of the organization conducts orientations for millennials about here's what the realities of the workplace are, okay, and here's what you're going to have to adjust to. But he also trains the managers on here's how the millennials are different, and here's how they're different, and you do want to keep them, you know, because they're not going to stay in a job forever like we used to.
Right.
So the truth lies in between. You know, both parties need to adjust to some degree. Okay. If we just close our minds and have a hardening of the attitudes about everything. And the millennials don't think you're trying to understand and accommodate the way they grew up and the way they were parented, then they're going to bolt.
Here's where I think baby boomers, for example, have to make adjustments for example, with millennials. There are things that need to be explained to them that I didn't have to have explained to me. Mm. The things that, for example... appreciating a customer, saying thanks to a customer for their business. Nobody had to train me to do that, but yet for Gen Y, you need to train them. You need to specifically say when a customer gives you their money, don't just look at them and say whatever, dude. You know, just you gotta say thank you for your business. Now, it doesn't come natural to them, but you gotta do that. So my point is, I've talked to a lot of managers out there, and they tell me that they're having to raise the Gen Ys in the workplace more than they thought they would have to raise them.
Yeah, Yeah, that's a good point.
Not just train them, but also raise them. What do you think? My thoughts.
Well, I see. I know what you're talking about because I run into young people every day who forget to say thank you. You know, and I find myself.
I don't think they forget to. I think they just have. It's not part of their world, and they haven't been. It hasn't been explained to them. And that's my point. We have to do more of that. We can't just presume that they'll get it. We have to be specific about it. That's one of the things I think. If you want them to be more like the traditionalists, like a baby boomer in certain areas that are quality areas, we have to be specific. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah. Make your expectations clear.
You got to make it very clear, and you got to stick with them. You got to defend them.
Yeah.
Lee, keepingthepeople.com, right?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Come back soon, Lee. Good job today. See ya.
Thanks, Jim, as always.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.